بالعالم واصل عنها.
Well, women have been included in two stereotypes. It is either a woman who covers herself from nose to tail and follows her husband, or a woman who's lost her femininity and sends her children to death. Both stereotypes are wrong, but we are not successful at changing this image. Satellite channels are portraying Arab women as a group of dancers behind a singer. The media should do more, and the American citizens should take the effort to get to know other cultures.
In Amman, Jordan, I am Ola Farawati, reporting for Free Speech Radio News.
This is Free Speech Radio News. I'm Deepa Fernandez.
Free Speech Radio News is made possible in part by an underwriting grant from the Graduate Student Organization at Stony Brook University. This edition of Free Speech Radio News will be rebroadcast tomorrow at 6:30 a.m. here at WUSB Stony Brook.
Where the time is just about 6 o'clock on a Tuesday night, and that means it's time for Off the Wall. And a good evening to everybody. The program is Off the Wall. Emmanuel Goldstein here with you for the next hour or so. And first, a couple of thank yous are in order for people who have pledged for their generous support for the last hour. I want to thank Dominic from East Patchogue and Michael from Mastic. Thank you very much for pledging to this radio station to help keep our voices coming through the electromagnetic spectrum. And we also want to thank Callan from Toronto, who pledged after last week's show. We had a special setup for people that might have listened to the show online and at times when we weren't around. So they called us, gave us all their information. Actually, two people called in that way. One person, though, if you're out there listening, we couldn't understand your phone number. You're somewhere in California, and we didn't know where to call, and we just couldn't call everybody out there. So please... try to call us here at the radio station because this is the last night of the fundraiser. And that number is 631-632-WUSB. Translates to 631-632-9872. Before we get into the program, of course, we have to get into our weekly tribute. Our tribute to Tommy Chong, languishing in prison for selling bongs. And we're going to go all the way back to 1972. That's right. We're going to the Big Bamboo album. This is something that you might have heard way back when commercial radio was kind of decent. They actually played things like this. And if not, well, this is the first time you get to hear what it was like in a classroom in the 1970s. We'll be back soon.
Good morning, class. Good morning, class. Thank you. As you know, your regular teacher, Sister Rosetta Stone, is on a small vacation. However, she does send her love and these finger paintings and dust cloths she's making. I am your substitute teacher, Sister Mary Elephant. Class, attention. young man. Now give me that knife.
Hey, give me a match.
Thank you.
Hey, I need a...
Now, class, you all know who I am, so let's find out who you are. Class!
Shut up!
Thank you.
Hey, come on, man.
Now, class, Sister Rosetta has informed me that your assignment for the last 2 months has been to write an essay entitled How I Spent My Summer Vacation. Who would like to read theirs before the class? Class! Shut up! Thank you. Young man in the first row, stand up, state your name, and read your essay.
Who, me?
Yes. Read your essay, please.
I don't have it finished yet, man.
Well, then read what you have, young man.
The first day, no, my vacation. What I did on my summer vacation. The first day of my vacation, I woke up. Then I went downtown to look for a job. Then I hung out in front of the drugstore. The second day of my summer vacation, I woke up. Then I went downtown to look for a job. Then I hung out in front of the drugstore. The third day of my summer vacation, I woke up.
That's fine.
Then I went downtown to look for a job.
That's fine, young man.
Then I got a job.
Young man.
Keeping people from hanging young out man. In front of the drugstore.
Young man.
Shut up!
Thank you.
I still gotta go to the can, man.
Now, class, I have a surprise for you. I'm going to read you some poems out of this lovely book of poetry. Man. The sun kisses the morning skies. The birds kiss the butterflies. The dew kisses the morning grass. Class! Class!
Wake up! I gotta go to the can, man.
Oh, yes. Doesn't get any better than that. Well, that's Cheech and Chong from 1972. Big Bamboo is the album, and the piece was Sister Mary Elephant. And Brother Bill joins us.
Hello there.
How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Remember this from way back in...
Yeah, I think I was in sixth grade when I heard it.
Yeah, and, you know, it brings back a lot of memories of what classrooms were really like back then. And it wasn't too far off the mark. But actually, that's the second piece that we heard with that cast of characters, the classroom. Actually, this would have been the first one, I guess, and the second one with Sergeant Stadenko would have been the second.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know if there's any more after that. I've only got two Cheech and Chong records. I have to get more.
Absolutely.
If I'm going to continue this until he gets out of prison.
When is he due out?
Well, it was, I think, 9 months, and he went in at the beginning of October.
Wow.
So, I don't know. Do the math.
Should have had a better lawyer.
February, March, April, May, June, July. Sometime in July.
Wow.
I hope we have enough material to get through there.
Free Tommy Chong.
Yeah. Well, there is a site called freetommychong.org.
All
right. And they have all the facts and figures as to what's going on there. But it's a scary day. It's a very scary day when you can get sent to prison for selling things that could be used with drugs. Not drugs. Things that could be used with drugs. It's really, you know, you sell a table that people put their drugs on top of, that could get you in prison.
That's
especially
right.
If you're an entertainer, somebody who has a history of making fun of authority and glorifying drug use. That's what the judge said about Tommy Chong.
So they're using him as an example or as a warning for others?
Pretty much. But I don't think it's sending the message across. In fact, I know a lot of people who have been smoking up as a result of this.
Yeah.
You know, and I've said on the record that I will smoke pot now because of this when I was not going to do it before.
Wow.
I will do that.
Should we smoke pot now?
Well, I don't think we can do that in a federal radio station facility.
Oh, this is a federal facility?
Well, it's the FCC governs us.
Oh, okay, right,
so
okay.
Under federal guidelines.
All right.
If I was to murder you now, I think it would be a federal crime.
Because the FCC would be involved.
I think. There aren't too many murders that take place in radio stations, so we don't really know, but I think that's the way it works.
That would be a very interesting radio, though.
You're not supposed to be drinking when you're on the air. You can drink. You can drink, but you can't operate the board. You can't operate the radio station drunk.
Wow.
Even though that's how some of the best radio stations are operated, you're not supposed to do that. But that's what the parking lot is for.
Yeah. So this is all interesting how the law kind of intertwines because the FCC is involved.
It's intertwining all over the place.
And we're in a state university campus.
That makes it even more complicated.
The state is involved as well.
State university, yeah. Wow. And I'm sure the UN has something to say about something. And did you hear the piece about the radio station?
Yes, RFPI.
On Free Speech Radio News earlier. It's
RFPI.org
is their website. That's a fascinating story. And just to show you how fragile radio stations are, even if you think you're broadcasting on shortwave.
Did they ever broadcast what the precedent was? Like, why are they shutting them down? They said that they got an eviction notice in July.
Yeah, I think it's just some sort of squabble over... I don't know if it's a right-wing thing or a conspiracy or anything like that. I think it's just something having to do with facility use.
Really?
I don't know. I'm not really sure. You're right. They didn't go into that very much.
I sent an email to Kofi Annan, hoping that...
Like, he even knows what this is about.
I know, but I guess... the more you do, the more you...
He's got bigger things to worry about, like buildings blowing up,
But, I recently, I guess it must be a couple of years now, I actually purchased a shortwave radio based on your recommendation, something that I had heard on the radio. And I was just constantly, what it's like, you're constantly scanning stations and try to get faraway stations. And RFPI was like the only, that I found anyway, progressive voice on the shortwave dial. Meanwhile, how many right-wing Christian broadcasts
God,
are there?
Yeah.
Countless.
Well, there are some states, like WBCQ up in Maine is somewhat progressive. In fact, they simulcast off the hook on that. But they also have some of the most horrible stuff I've ever heard. They had some guy on there the other day that was just making fun of Arabs and talking about Ramadama Ding Dong and nonsense like that. I just can't believe that kind of stuff is acceptable on any radio station. But, you hear hate radio all the time on shortwave coming from the United States. And you have to wonder, what does the rest of the world think of that?
Because
the rest of the world can hear it.
Can hear it, that's exactly right.
It's like getting WABC, in Asia or something. That's,
But here it is, one of the few, maybe not the only progressive voice, Radio for Peace International, and they're what? They lock themselves in and they cut off their water supply.
Do you know what their frequency is off the top of your head?
7445.
7445?
I believe so, yes.
Okay, because WBCQ is 7415.
Oh, really? Wow. Yeah, so... Okay. I was actually considering, they have like a peace studies program, and I was actually considering, I guess it was last summer, not, 2 summers ago, that they, you can go down there, you pay some money, and they teach you like journalism and progressive studies and all this other stuff, and it's in beautiful, progressive Costa Rica, but that didn't happen.
Costa Rica is, I know some people who have...
Have you been there in your travels?
I have never been there. I've never actually been to any part of Central America other than Mexico. But I do know some people who have been there, and they like it quite a bit. The government leaves them alone, apparently.
Yeah, well, they used to, I guess.
Yeah. Well, this isn't a government thing. It's not being shut down by the government. This is some sort of internal business going on there.
Well, if anybody wants to check it out and help them out, it's rfpi.org.
Well, let's take a look at that right now. RF what?
Rfpi.org.
.org. And maybe they'll tell us their frequency, too, so people out there who are... listening to us now can stop listening to us and listen to somebody else instead. No, don't do that. In fact, we have to chastise you for not calling because of phone lines. The idea here is we're supposed to provide you with entertaining banter.
Yes.
And while, as a sign of thanks for that, you're supposed to be calling us and giving us money.
That's right. We're doing fundraising.
Actually, it's not really giving us money. Actually, it's not giving us money at all. It's giving money to the radio station, which keeps us going. As you can see, stations are subject to all kinds of nonsense. If you listen to the whole thing on BAI a few years ago, it's basically all kinds of people want control of radio stations.
Yes.
And WUSB may seem like a small station, but actually we reach a good part of Long Island and now through the internet, a good part of the world.
Right.
Believe me, that's...
So if you would like to support WUSB and Emmanuel here, give us a call right now with your credit card and pledge some support. It's 1-800-394-9872.
And for those of you who don't have access to 800 numbers for whatever reason or would rather just make a regular call, you could block your caller ID that way. Not that we have caller ID here, but if you're very paranoid, you see, you call an 800 number, your number gets transmitted. But if you're if you dial star 67 in front of a number that's not a toll-free number, your number won't get transmitted. But again, we don't have caller ID here, so it doesn't even make a difference. But then again, you might not believe us. But then if you don't believe us, I don't know why you're trusting us with your credit card number anyway.
That's right. So that the alternate number would be 631-632-6901. Please make a generous donation.
WUSB works. 631-632-9872.
That's correct. Yes.
So we're giving so many phone numbers out. Again, if you're out of the country, the country code is 1, but you know that probably. Okay. And we have a couple of special premiums for you if you call during this show. And again, it's only during this show. Radiothon ends tonight, I believe, and then it's all over. For $50, you can get a 2600 sweatshirt, hooded sweatshirt, which as winter approaches,
yes,
in the Northern Hemisphere anyway, you will probably need that quite a bit. I've seen people wearing them, and they're very happy with them. They really are.
Excellent.
I'm not a hooded sweatshirt person myself, at least not yet. Maybe I'll get into that now that we're selling them. But I've seen people wear them, and they say, hey, you know, this works. And
right.
It's good to know that we make something that works. It does everything a hooded sweatshirt is supposed to do and more.
Right, $50 donation.
Yeah, because if you're standing online with a hooded sweatshirt in a supermarket somewhere and it says 2600 on it, guaranteed, people are going to start talking to you.
I have a 2600 baseball cap. Uh-huh. Are we offering that as well?
No, we don't have any more.
Oh, you don't have any more? Wow, very popular.
We have to order more.
Yeah. Very comfortable cap, I must tell you. And that has been a conversation starter at a couple of different places, people asking me,
take off that damn hat.
What is 2600?
Oh, that too.
I'm like, well, where do I begin? It's a magazine about technology. That's what I tell them. This way we don't get into this hole. What? You know, this way you can get in and out of the store rather quickly. Whoops, I hit the microphone. Oh. So anyway, we're fundraising. 1-800-394-WUSB 631-632-6901.
Or 631-632-9872. Any one of those. We have a lot of phone numbers, but you know, not one of them is ringing. And we
but you're famous
insist.
All over the world. What is wrong?
Well, I don't know. I don't know. It takes a couple of minutes for the internet signal to get out there, but there's no excuse for the people driving around locally. Yeah, I know there's that law that says you can't make cellular phone calls while you're driving. Pull over then. Or use the hands-free unit that you're supposed to use.
That's right. You know, those things are really expensive, too. I see why people don't want to use them, you know? What does it cost for that thing that sticks in your ear? $10?
If we can't get one single phone call out of you know, putting our souls on the line here,
yeah,
it has to really make us you know, think and wonder, you know, what's going on here. Anyway, for $50 you get a 2600 sweatshirt, okay, along with any USB items that might come with that price, such as a USB T-shirt. I believe you get for any pledge $35 and over. You have a choice. You don't have to get that. You can get for $50 a copy of the film Freedom Downtime, which is a documentary we made on the whole Kevin Mitnick movie. That was being made by Miramax and the Kevin Mitnick saga and the hacker world and things like that. It's really interesting. It's fascinating.
Highly recommended. I've seen it.
Yes. Not only that, it's autographed. I'm going to sign it myself.
All right.
Sign it, you know, and dedicate it to the person that pledges. That's for a pledge of $50 or for a pledge of $100. You can get both.
The sweatshirt and a copy, a VHS or a DVD?
VHS.
If I do that one more time, smack me.
Yeah, really, yeah. I have to write you up. Now, VHS copy, NTSC, for those of you who care about such things.
Right.
And it'll be signed in a big magic marker, I think. You'll get the USB things as well, because we have USB items for that. We have the 90.1 club.
So this is in addition to the USB thing?
This is in addition to that, because this is a donation for 2600. So
wow.
So it's something that we're just adding in.
So people could walk away with quite a few items of interest.
They certainly could, but the real reason to call is not to get the items. The real reason is to support the radio station, because honestly, folks, if we don't get support, we can't stay on the air. It's as simple as that.
If
we don't stay on the air, you can't hear what you're listening to right now. And you might think, okay, well, I'll just tune someplace else. Okay, go ahead, try it. Tune someplace else. See what you can find there. See if you can find people talking openly and honestly about the world today, about what's going on, about technology, about social issues, whatever it is that we happen to do here, this particular program. You might be able to find it, but it's going to take a little while. It's going to take, you know, a while to find that. You have to trudge through all the crap on commercial radio, all the religion and hate radio on shortwave. You know, it's going to take you a while. You'll probably just wind up listening to old tapes of this program, you know, and then you're going to feel bad because, you know, there won't be any new information coming out.
Yes, free speech actually lives and is alive and thriving here on the airwaves of WUSB 90.1 FM. And if you are excited about that type of thing, then please support it, because if you don't support it, then, man, I really kind of dread to think of what could happen, whether NPR might move in or the frequency could be sold or who the heck knows what kind of thing. So We really encourage folks who, you know, who really seek out an alternative media source. Well, this is it. You're listening to it right here, right now, courtesy of Emmanuel Goldstein.
Plus, we'll say your name over the air if you want us to. That is, and,
yes,
and thank you. And you'll have that. You'll have that forever preserved in the off the wall archives.
And there are many shows, off the wall shows, where you actually put people's voices on the air.
He actually puts
you on the air.
Put you on the air.
Right. And make requests and all of that stuff. I mean, it's not a music program, but...
You can still request things.
Try calling...
Well, I won't play them, but you can request them.
Try calling a commercial radio station and making a request. That's something that's done, right? I mean, it's done.
Well, you can make a request, but again, they won't play it. But they won't even think of playing it, and they won't even talk to you. And certainly not live on the air.
Right.
Yeah.
This is correct.
631-632-9872. Please give us a call now. It only takes one person to make the phone ring and make us happy. Right now, we're in anguish here because nobody's calling.
How many lovely telephone volunteers do we have?
We have... We have three in there, I can see. There
really?
Might be more. We have five phone lines. So here's the thing. If five people call, we have a crisis, which is good because we like those kinds of... It's a challenge.
Yes.
You have to sort of juggle phone lines at the same time. And it's, you know, it always makes for some lighthearted moments.
But it's up to you, the listener, to get the ball rolling. Give us a call.
631-632-9872. 1-800-394-9872.
Support free speech.
Yes, support WUSB. It's our Radiothon, our fall fundraiser. This is where we raise the money that we didn't raise in the spring to keep paying for the transmitter rent, to keep the electricity costs going. This does not go to people's salaries. This does
not
go. This does not go to make anybody here rich or even to pay anybody. This goes to the basic maintenance. Have you ever run a radio station? Have you ever had, you know, it takes quite a bit. You have to keep things working for one thing. You have to have a certain amount of equipment. We have CD players. We have, a board, a switching board, a cart machine, tape recorders.
Which is not donated. None of it is donated. We have to buy all that stuff.
Yeah, and, this stuff is as old as we are. It really is. This has been around. We have the same board as when I first walked through these doors in 1977. That's when I first came here.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's the same exact board, and it still works.
Was this is from the 60s, you would...
I imagine the board is from the 60s, yeah, it is.
It's a 10-channel mixer, and when you figure it's like about 4 feet long or something. And
it's amazing, and we have two of them. We actually have one in the production studio and one here.
Right.
And, because...
A couple of knobs are
because
broken.
Things do break, but we maintain it as best we can.
Right.
And it's what keeps the sound coming, you know. If you go to a commercial radio station, you'll see they have all the most modern equipment. They have nice clean carpets, and it's like being in one of those laboratories where they're studying diseases. You know, everybody's wearing a mask.
Clean room.
631-632-WUSB. We have one call on the line. Let's make that 2, 3, 4, whatever we can do. 631-632-9872.
Let me interject, too. If you call up and support the show off the wall?
Yes.
Okay, off the hook, off the wall, I'm confused. Then you're actually, it's sort of like you're casting a vote for Emmanuel here, and you know, the more calls and the more support that he gets, it's like, it keeps him here, you know what I'm saying?
Because the Christians are outside the door. Okay?
Right,
and
they
want this time slot. They've got their picket signs. They've got their crosses.
Well, they're pseudo-Christians,
behind them, there's all kinds of other fundamentalists from all kinds of other different religions, and then, I probably just angered all the Christians in the world, didn't I?
Are they listening? Do you have a big Christian listenership?
Here's your chance to voice your opinion, to vent your spleen. 631-632-WUSB. It's all in good fun. Now,
yes.
There are people that definitely would like to see this radio station doing something else, you know, something less controversial. And we do a lot of controversial things. We play music that you won't hear anyplace else. There are artists that will not ever be heard by anybody. If it wasn't for college radio,
you would not hear...
They wouldn't get any airplay at all. And the way airplay works on commercial radio is just, it's horrible. It really is. It's like organized crime, except more organized.
Yes. and it's constantly new, too. That's what I like about
it. But here at this radio station, nobody tells us, you have to play this, you have to play that. We have over 100 staffers here who basically decide what they want to do with their radio programs. And some of the things they come up with are real gems.
Such a rare thing these days. So rare.
631-632-WUSB. There's that second call. And there's one person who's not doing anything in that room. All right? So
we'd like to make them all busy.
Make that person, you know, justify their existence. 631-632-WUSB. 631-632-9872. 1-800-394-WUSB.
Make that call. Make a generous donation. Keep Emmanuel on the air.
Yes. $50 for either the hooded sweatshirt or the signed copy of Freedom Downtime. $100 for both. Any amount, really, is welcomed. Those are the suggested amounts for the off-the-wall premiums. We also have a ton of WUSB premiums. The main reason for you to call, though, is to support this place because, you know, you're listening for some reason, right? You're not listening to commercial radio
You
for
are
some
seeking
reason.
An alternative, aren't you?
And there are so few places like this. Do you remember when Long Island used to have a lot of non-commercial radio stations?
Yes,
it used to have the station Southampton, the station CW Post, the station... what was it, Hofstra? I think they went out of business or something.
And what is it, at Fordham University, FUV?
FUV. Well, they're still around, but they're like a commercial station now. They really are.
All of the well, not all, but a big portion of their fundraising dollars go to pay salaries. And that doesn't happen here. We're the only station on the dial that can boast that, you know.
That's right. They pay their staff. And a lot of stations do that these days. They pay their staff. We would never hear of that. We wouldn't know what to do with it.
No, we don't get paid.
Yeah. Now, here's a shocking story, okay? And I'd like people to take this into account when they hear stations asking for money, to judge their sincerity. WLIW, you've heard of them, right? Channel 21?
Yes, TV.
The PBS station.
Yes.
Long Island's public TV station. But when it comes to raising funds, it's all over the place. Yeah, I'll read you a few lines of this story that someone sent to us. The camera zooms over the Leaning Tower of Pisa, Florence's great dome cathedral, and gondolas plying the canals of Venice, giving television viewers in Orlando, Florida, a bird's-eye view of these and other famous sites in northern Italy. Every 20 minutes or so, the travelogue is interrupted and the scene shifts to a TV studio where two hosts urge viewers of Central Florida's public TV station to call in their donations. Terry Cass gestures to the volunteers, poised to answer the telephones that come to life as he speaks. Co-host Laura Savini then talks about the videotapes and DVDs of the show, Visions of Italy, Northern Style, that are available in return for a pledge of support. If you call in around a program like this, you can rest assured more are going to find their way to the station, she says. Don't just be a viewer, be a member. Call the station now and join. We are looking forward to you as a member. However, Cass, Savini, and the people taking pledge calls aren't speaking from WMFE in Orlando. They are on Long Island at WLIW Channel 21, where they're top executives. The phone calls aren't from Floridians, but residents of metropolitan New York. And the pledge break isn't live. It was taped weeks, months, or even years ago, depending on the program. How's that for artificial?
Wow.
This sleight of hand represents a growing trend in public TV, as well as the unheralded role that WLIW has come to play in helping stations across the country raise millions of pledge dollars. In 2002, WLIW produced more hours of fundraising programs for national distribution than any other station, according to PBS, and the local station is expected to keep that title this year. Basically, they don't even have local people pitching, you know, asking for funds. They have people. It's sort of like what Clear Channel is doing with commercial radio stations, where they have DJs in other cities pretending they're in local towns, even saying that they're going to be at this particular location in this particular place, and they've never been there in their lives. You know,
they fly them in
because it's cheaper to just import it, you know, over the internet or over satellite, and you know, you just have stations that are run by computer. You don't have any humans doing anything. Here, this is one thing we have. The computers, we have computers, but we're sort of, you know,
in an assisting role.
Well, I don't even know if you want to go that far. I mean, these things really are a pain in the ass sometimes. They don't assist me. They get in my way. And that's kind of funny coming from me, but they do, okay? We're sort of at loggerheads. I'm glaring at a Mac right now as I speak. But we have computers, and they do things occasionally, but we have people. We have lots and lots of people. And
they all kind of live around here.
Yeah, yeah. They understand what Long Island is. They can pronounce Patchogue. They can pronounce Lake Ronkonkoma.
Right.
And
I've been in a Ronkonkoma before on the train.
631-632-9872. So that's why you should show your support, because we're not artificial. We're really here. We're really here live right now.
Yes.
6:27 p.m.
Eastern Standard Time.
Tuesday, November 4th, 2003.
Right. Yes.
Did I get it right?
Big business is not taking over around here, but it really has an influence in many of the media that you experience on a daily basis, just skimming through the radio dial or the television dial.
Mm-hmm.
But this is really not, this is a .org, you know what I mean? There's no commerce taking place around here. This is community, local community radio, and it allows a voice for you and me and everybody, if you want.
And it is a .org, WUSB.org. Do we have somebody to thank? Oh, good. We have people to thank.
People to thank.
Thank you very much to Anthony from Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Wow.
Now, there you go. That's a good example of how how it can really make a difference. And,
thanks, Anthony.
Yes, you really you made us very happy. Why don't you join Anthony and help make us happy by calling 631-632-WUSB, pledging whatever it is you can afford and helping to keep non-commercial radio going here at this particular place. Where we bring you all kinds of public service announcements. Today, I have a public service announcement I guess a lot of people probably aren't aware of. Did you know, and this is one of these little hidden facts, that today is Election Day?
Yes.
In many parts of the country. Well, yeah, it's true. You may not believe it, but it is true. Today is Election Day. People are voting for all kinds of things, but they're not voting for, the president. They're not voting for senators or congressmen. Some people are voting for governors. Some people are voting for mayors. But around here, I don't know what people are voting for. I'm going to find out. This year, every year they move my polling place. I used to vote inside a church, which I always had kind of a problem with.
You know? That's a weird combination.
Well, apart from the court order thing, I have to stay away from 500 feet from any church. There's just like the whole separation of church and state, which, you know, I always thought was kind of violated when you voted inside a church. But never mind that.
Can we pause there for a second? You have to stay away from... You have a court order against you to stay away from churches?
Believe me, it's for everybody's good, okay? It really is. It really is.
Oh, my goodness.
And then they moved it to a school, which is sort of covered by the same thing. But, it was a bigger place, and you could, walk around and vote there as well. Now it's in a firehouse. They moved me to the firehouse.
Wow.
And, I guess I'm allowed in there, but I've never been in a firehouse before.
Wow.
I don't even know what that's going to be like. I mean, are going to be men running around with axes?
And hoses?
I don't know. And here on Long Island, I don't know how it is in the rest of the country, but here on Long Island, all the fire departments are volunteer. I'm not quite sure how that worked out. I mean, why is it said here that you will be volunteer? You won't get paid for anything, but if you're in the city, yeah, we're going to pay you to be a fireman. And people agree to that. How does that happen? Can we maybe do the same thing for cops? Can we do the same thing for, milk delivery people in certain places? I mean, how do you do that? How do you just make a job, volunteer in one place, and paid in another place?
Well,
our guys here put out fires as good as anybody.
Can I take a guess?
Yeah.
Maybe because in New York City, like, the fires happen more often because there's more people there, so they're busy, like, on a full-time basis.
But wouldn't there be more firemen then, too?
Yeah.
Because there's more people?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I did it. That's
the last
smack
time you
me.
Can do that.
Smack me. Tie my hands up. So I don't know. I'm thinking, like, in a small town here on Long Island, maybe, nothing burns for
oh,
weeks.
Oh, no. Things burn.
Things burn. Okay.
Oh, yes, they do.
You just never hear about it.
Oh, you hear it because the sirens go off all the time.
That's true.
That's the signal we have here. I don't know how it works everywhere else. And maybe people can write into us, otw2600.com, share your particular little nuances of life. But they blow a siren here three times. Sometimes it's more. Some areas of the island, they just keep going until they get tired of having the siren going off. But three times mean there's a fire. And I guess that means everybody who's a volunteer fireman should be running over to the firehouse.
Right.
One time is a rescue, which means somebody had a heart attack or something, they need an ambulance. And also one time is noon. I don't know. It must be really bad luck if you have a heart attack at noon. I don't quite know how they do that. I also don't know why they need to do that, because in this day of beepers and cell phones and all kinds of other things like that, you'd think they'd be able to reach people other than screaming at the top of their lungs throughout the whole town.
Yeah, maybe they're keeping up tradition.
Have you ever been next to a firehouse when the siren goes off?
I don't know. Maybe.
Well, the one here in Setauket is on Route 25A, and sometimes you're stopped at that light, and then it goes off.
Right.
And, oh, my God, you just cannot. And I used to work across the street from there, too, at the Village Times.
Uh-huh.
Offices right across the street.
Wow.
Every time that thing went off, nobody could talk.
Wow.
Or here. and the one in Stony Brook Village.
Yes.
That's got a big foghorn.
Really?
Yeah, which you will hear at noon, too. They always blow the foghorn at noon.
I've never heard that.
Yeah, well, go down there at noon, and you will be knocked off your feet. And also,
that's in the village where all the fancy stores are.
Yeah, all the fancy stores.
Oh, okay,
it's right over the post office.
Right. Okay.
And in fact, if you stand,
I've been there.
By the door of the post office, I think at any hour, supposedly the big bird that's up there flaps its wings.
I heard that too, but I've never actually seen it.
You have to be there on the hour.
On
I don't know if it
hour.
Flaps its wings during a fire. It might do that.
If it's on fire, maybe, if the bird is on fire.
See, all this local lore we're telling you? I mean, yeah, you might not be from the local
area. It's magical.
Still, it's fascinating. It's fascinating stuff. 631-632-WUSB. See, that brought in a phone call.
Yeah, we're giving you a glimpse of our world here on Long Island.
We're laying out our hearts to you, and hopefully you can just lay out you know, a little bit of cash for us.
Yeah.
And keep it going. You'd be
amazed. That's why we do this.
Yeah, you know, our budget is so low compared to other radio stations. We're only asking for $10,000 for this whole fundraiser. And other radio stations, $10,000, that wouldn't make a good hour for them. It's
yeah,
not worth
I know.
It. This person I was mentioning before, Channel 21, they make $165,000 a year doing what they do. They pay people outrageous sums of money for being professional fundraisers. We're not getting paid anything. We don't want to get paid anything. We're doing this because we want to, and hopefully that's the reason you're calling. 631-632-WUSB, 1-800-394-WUSB, and WUSB, of course, is 9872.
Please make that call.
Now, I don't know if you've been following the election. This is I'm going to go off on a little rant here. But there's a whole thing going on in New York City involving election reform. Have you heard anything about this?
No.
Mayor Bloomberg is behind this. He's doing some kind of a...
You say it as if it's not a good thing.
Well, no, I'm saying it as it's a thing that I don't understand. I don't understand where the piece of paper is that I was going to read. Is it over here?
Is Diebold involved?
No, Diebold is not involved.
No, that's good.
Here we go. It's right in front of me. Basically, what Mayor Bloomberg is doing is he's proposing getting rid of primaries. Getting rid of primaries and basically having an election where a lot of people are running for an office, mm-hmm. okay? And you vote for the person you feel is the best person. Let's say it's mayor. Let's say in September or August or something like that, you vote for the best candidate for mayor. And there's maybe 20 people running. You know,
candidates from different parties?
Candidates from different parties, independents, whatever.
Really?
Yeah. And then after after that election is over, the two who have gotten the most votes square off in November for the election. That's the way I understand it, okay? Now, to me, that sounds like an interesting idea because it sounds like, you know...
More people could get involved in the running process as opposed to just this two-party system, which is really just one
party. Sort of like what happened in California. Now, people are saying that what happened in California was a farce, and they're right. It was a farce, but it was a farce because of the whole recall campaign. It wasn't a farce because, you know, a lot of people were running for governor. A lot of people should be running for governor.
Right.
They should have the chance to air their platforms, and I saw a lot of people debating, and that was a good thing. Okay, it's just, the whole election itself was ridiculous, but the way people were interested in running for governor, I thought that was you had some people that were comical, I guess, you know, porn stars and actors and mm-hmm. things like that. But you know, one of them won.
Yeah.
So it's not really
former
that,
porn star, yeah. current actor.
But anyway, okay. So here's my gripe here. All right, this proposal has been made, and all I've been hearing. And people, you know, people say I'm a leftist, okay? But I'm going to be criticizing the left here because all I've been hearing from leftists is why, you know, is the fact that I should not vote for this. Do not vote for this. And every time I've asked somebody, why shouldn't I vote for this? Or why is this a bad idea? All they do is tell me who else is against it and the fact that Bloomberg is for it. But they never tell me why it's a bad idea. And I'm hoping yeah. somebody out there can help me with this, you know, and maybe even call up and tell us. I'm going to read you what I got from the Democratic Party yesterday. For some reason, I'm getting spammed by the Democratic Party, which really does not ingratiate them very much in my eyes. And it's kind of typical of their tactics, you know, digging their own graves.
Anyway, is that on the email address, Democratic Party?
It's like Democrats.com.
Wow.
So there's no question about it. It's definitely
okay.
coming from them.
There you go.
This was entitled, I got this last night, Get Out the Vote, Vote No on Question 3 for New York City. Tuesday, November 4th is Election Day. It is critical that you go to the polls to vote no on Question 3. Okay, fine. I assume they're going to tell me more. Ballot question 3 would eliminate Democratic Party primaries in municipal elections and eliminate your ability to choose our party's nominee for higher office. Well, interesting point here.
Self-interest, right?
I don't have that ability right now. I don't have the ability to choose their party's nominee. I'm not a registered Democrat. I'm not a registered Republican. I'm independent. A lot of people are.
Right.
And what happens with most elections, including the national election, is other people choose the candidates, and then when you get the chance to voice your opinion, they've already been chosen for you. It's Tweedledum or Tweedledummer, and that's what happens. Okay, so you're not going to win my vote here by saying that I'm going to lose the ability to vote for our party's nominee. I'm not part of your party. I'd like to be able to vote for the individual from the beginning and help decide who those top two people or top three
yeah.
people, however many people they're going to be. So, okay, right there, you haven't gotten me. Okay, so next point they're going to make. We have more people to thank? Excellent.
More people to thank. 1-800-394-WUSB. We are fundraising. 631-632-6901.
Okay, maybe we'll get the baseball caps next time, because the chicks dig them, I'm told. Thanks to Mark from West Des Moines, Iowa.
Wow.
West Des Moines. Okay, you know, I was worried about that because the calls from Des Moines that we get, I appreciate.
Yes.
But I've been asking myself, where are the people from West Des Moines?
We
know they're there at least.
Yeah.
It's good to know that they haven't given up on us.
Thanks, so, Mark.
Thank you very much, Mark from West Des Moines, Iowa, for your very generous pledge. And again, that phone number is 631-632-9872. Please make your pledge. Every amount is
welcome.
Greatly appreciated. Now, let's continue with the Democratic Party's reasons why this is a bad idea. Ready?
I'm ready.
Every leading good government group in the city, NYPIRG, Common Cause, the Association of the Bar of New York City, and the League of Women Voters, as well as newspapers like the New York Times, New York Post, and Newsday, all oppose Question 3. In addition, every major Democrat, including Senator Schumer, Senator Clinton, Attorney General Spitzer, Comptroller Hevesi, Representative Rangel, Representative Nadler, Representative Maloney, Representative Wiener, Representative Meeks, Speaker Silver, Senator Democratic Leader Patterson, and other city and statewide elected Democrats, and former elected officials such as Ed Koch and David Dinkins, all oppose Question 3. You know, you haven't told me anything there. All you've given me is another who's who of who's against
right.
this and you know, made the vague implication that if I don't join them, I'm not as cool as these people, you know, or
yeah.
I'm not a real Democrat if I happen to be a Democrat.
Right.
It's intimidation tactics. I'm sorry. You even lost more of my respect with that. That's okay. Here's the next sentence. There are several key reasons to vote no on question 3. Finally, get to the meat of the matter.
Okay, here we go.
All right. Ready?
Key reasons.
Okay. Pay attention, everybody. Academic studies on nonpartisan election systems make clear that they give an advantage to Republicans, the wealthy, and candidates with high name recognition at the expense of Democrats, minorities, and candidates of average means.
Did they footnote those studies?
No, because the academic studies make it clear. If you don't get it, you're a moron. You know? I mean, come on. Give me some information here. They're just saying academic studies make this clear. It doesn't make sense to me. I don't understand why. If you have 30 people running for something, why would Republicans have an advantage?
Yeah, it seems like you're kind of clearing the slate and you would get a more accurate response to that. I mean, based on what...
You hit the microphone again.
Based on what you told me, you said in the beginning there, it really sounds pretty good. Did you know that getting back to this...
I might be stupid. You know, I might be missing something very obvious here that everybody else is getting, but I don't see it yet. I'm going to continue reading.
Give us key thing number two.
Well, no, I'll continue with what
Well, I was going to say that in Costa Rica, voting is mandatory. Getting back to this Costa Rica thing.
What, you get shot if you don't vote?
You know, you pay a fine if you don't
really?
Vote.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And it's a national holiday. It's widely celebrated.
And that's another thing.
All mass transit is free on election day.
That's another thing. Today's election day here, it's not a holiday. You don't get off.
No.
Stony Brook, you have to go to class. Do you know when you do get off a week from today, Veterans Day, the holiday nobody observes?
Yeah.
You know, all you get is a bunch of cranky veterans walking around saying nobody cares.
Yeah.
You know, and I think people should care, but the fact is they don't.
They just want to get away for the weekend.
Yeah, they get away for... Is it on a Tuesday? I don't know. It's on a Monday. I don't know how they do it.
Well, then they take Monday off. You know how it is. They work
But the
it.
Thing is, they why don't you make Election Day Veterans Day, and that can sort of be a tribute to veterans.
That
because
is a very good
fighting
idea.
For our right to vote.
That's right. And make it a national holiday. And, you know, I tell you, that would be the strangest thing to happen, to actually make voting mandatory. Imagine how it would tip the scales. Imagine.
But you know, people would say that's violating my rights to not vote, which yeah. I guess is a, you know, it's a valid point. You don't, you know. But
so you just pay your $10.
But I think a lot of people, let me just venture into another story for a second.
Go ahead.
Just to prove this point. A lot of people don't vote because they're not paying any attention.
Right. And they feel maybe that there's no good choice here. They'd rather go to another restaurant.
Or they feel that. You heard about this woman who crashed through the security barrier where Bush was...
Yes.
I mean, it was pretty obvious she wasn't... she had any intention to do anything to him. It was a pretty clumsy attempt, if it was. She rammed a car into an arena, or into the side of the building anyway, where President Bush had just given a speech. She was charged with aggravated assault on a police officer. She's avoiding all kinds of federal charges because they realize that she's just sort of lost her mind temporarily. She was under a lot of stress, had all kinds of marital problems and sickness problems and things like that. And her her friends are defending her. Marriage problems, her dad just died, her brother was sick and all that. I think she just had a nervous breakdown. But this this friend of hers, Alicia Graves, also said in her defense that it had nothing to do with politics. She's not even registered to vote.
Wow.
Now, think about that. She's saying that as a defense.
for a crashing the car into a building.
You're not going to get any trouble from her because she's not even registered to vote. Really, she's not going to cause any problems. She doesn't care. She's not going to vote. And that's how we look at things. If you don't register to vote, you're nice and safe. You don't have any political feelings. You don't have any political ideas. You won't cause any trouble, any problems.
You're a spectator.
Yeah. That's what the people not voting, that's what it says to me. 631-632-WUSB, 631-632-9872, 1-800-394-9872. Speaking of voting, this is your way of voting. This is an election that really matters, because when you vote for WUSB, you vote for programming that makes a difference, that is alternative in nature, and that will make you angry, make you happy, make you learn things, make you listen to music really loud, whatever
push
it is
your buttons.
You like. Yeah. And it's important that you call now because the fundraiser is ending, and we need to reach our goals. 631-632-9872, 1-800-394-9872. Please give us a call now. We're only on for another less than 20 minutes.
15 minutes,
yeah.
Wow,
so please,
that went fast.
We need to
let's do it now.
Yeah, get those phone lines lit up, you know, like a Christmas tree.
I'm here to support Emmanuel, so folks, please.
Brother Bill, I'm
let's
so happy to
it.
See you.
Yeah, now, yeah.
You're on every Thursday afternoon.
Happy to be
here.
And I got to tell you, I did my all-time best this past Thursday.
Really?
Raised about $700.
That's more than I've raised.
In 3 hours. Well, it's a three-hour program, but...
That's great.
But Emmanuel, I mean, you're an old pro here. You were the one who kind of introduced the whole radiothon thing to this radio station. I mean, you were involved in the early stages, which I believe our first one was back in 1989.
It was back then. It was back then. But I can't believe you're doing better than me. Wow.
Yeah, come on. I mean, I'm a nobody, but this man is internationally famous. Folks, you got to support your man here.
My goodness.
Emmanuel Goldstein. Oh,
that's great. Congratulations. It's
famous.
It's amazing to see people doing well at the station. And
And it's the best I ever did. I couldn't believe it. I'm flabbergasted. So I like to thank those people. A lot of weird stuff, man. But I was on this caffeine rush, and I was just yapping the whole time.
Well,
you know,
I had
pitching.
A cup of coffee yesterday. That usually lasts for 2 days for me.
Okay, so yeah.
Yeah. So,
so we're doing all right here. Give a call.
Yeah. 631-632-9872. We don't have much time left. Let me continue with this
go ahead.
With this Democratic Party defense of their position, which they have yet to state. Let's see. Academic studies make it clear.
Right.
Unfortunately, not to me. Dim-witted old Emmanuel here. Okay, here we go. Eliminating party primaries in New York City would gut our city's public financing system for municipal elections. Our city's public financing system has helped to level the playing field between candidates, increase competition and diversity in city politics, and has reduced the power of money in our elections here. Adopting question three would seriously undermine it. Now, admittedly, I don't understand how the whole financing thing works. But if you're running for office, I imagine you have to raise money somehow. Now, I don't know, does the city give you money, matching funds or something like that? I guess somebody with a lot of money would be easier for them to get matching funds. Well, obviously, if that's the case, that needs to be redone. You know, only rich people will get matching funds, obviously that's something that is unfair.
Doesn't really help the underdog.
No.
And it should be a level, even playing field.
But the party primaries are a major reason why things aren't fair, you know, because you have these ridiculous party divisions that really aren't divisions at all, and all it does is eliminate your right, you know, to choose somebody that will eventually be the front runner. Here's more points. The process of putting question three on the ballot was abominable. Mayor Bloomberg handpicked the Charter Commission and essentially gave them their orders. On the day of his selection, before a single hearing had been held or the full commission had been appointed, the Charter Commission's chairman affirmed that the issue would be on the ballot. The Charter Commission's final report recommending nonpartisan elections was tailored to meet its preordained outcome. Well, again, I'm sure the process was tainted in all kinds of different ways. But you know what? The way this country came into being was abominable. You know, we can't just look at the way something happens and condemn the idea because of the way it was brought about. Maybe he presented it in a completely wrong way. But I'm looking at the idea. It sounds like a good idea to me. I mean, imagine if the presidential election was like that, you know, where you could choose between all these different people and then choose between the two front runners. I think we wouldn't have Bush in the office right now.
Yeah.
We'd have somebody else. And we certainly have more debates and more interesting conversation along the way. Here's more condemnation here. Mayor Bloomberg has spent at least $2 million of his own fortune to buy this change in our city's constitution. Well, again, you know, if you have $2 million to spend, I see nothing wrong with spending it. Obviously, he's the mayor. He's going to have some advantage in doing that. But it's his money. Would you rather that he spent $2 million of your money, you know, of taxpayer money? He spent, the way I see Bloomberg, he seems to be somebody who sees the mayor, the job of mayor as kind of a project.
Exactly.
He's not winning friends by having the no smoking, you know, law, whatever. which I understand now is statewide. Is that true?
I believe so.
I don't know why he's getting all the blame then if it's statewide.
Well, he kind of started it, I guess, and it grew.
The state wouldn't have done it if it wasn't for Bloomberg.
It grew from there. Well, no, the state probably would have done it anyway because, what, it was in California years ago, and it's just a growing thing.
Well, regardless, and I won't get into that this week.
But, that's
a whole other show. But he seems to be kind of an idealist as far as just following what he believes is right and not necessarily what the party tells him is right, which I respect. I really do. He rides the subway to work. He doesn't pay himself. He doesn't live in Gracie Mansion. You know, he gave the fireworks back to the Chinese for New Year's, which Giuliani had taken away.
Okay.
Little things like that tell me that this guy is kind of an individual. So, yeah, he has this idea. This is a good idea. He spent $2 million of his own money to back it up. I could see that.
He takes the subway?
Yeah, he takes the subway every day. I imagine that
isn't he a billionaire?
Yeah, but he wants to stay close to the people, apparently. They don't want to stay close to him, necessarily, but he wants to stay close to them. Anyway, he is outspending us 5-1. Well, again, don't say us, including me in that, because you spam me with your mail here. Now, imagine if George Bush had the power to implement the constitutional change by appointing a commission, giving them their marching orders, and financing the result. That is what the mayor is doing here. I'd like to have the chance to vote on some changes to various things. Constitutions get updated all the time in other countries. Ours is this, you know, do not touch thing that you cannot possibly alter. And
oh,
as
it's
result,
being updated by the Patriot Act, I would say.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
it's being pissed on.
But if people could vote on something like that, you know, maybe maybe you wouldn't see it happening quite so badly, especially now. And here we go. The conclusion here. Finally, if you are like most other Democrats, who are...
That's a quote?
Well, the tone isn't part of the quote, but...
The
tone is definitely implied.
Okay.
If you're like most other Democrats who are sick of Republicans changing the rules of the game when they can't win, I don't get that. He's already in office. He already won. Then you should vote no.
Well, we see he's trying to make it easier for other Republicans.
But this is more intimidation tactics here without presenting the facts. You should vote no on question three. There is a reason why Republicans George Pataki, Rudy Giuliani, and Guy Molinari support this Republican mayor's plan. Again, it's the reverse of the who's who. You know, it's like the Antichrist here. It will help Republicans, but they don't tell why it will help Republicans.
Right.
Please do your part to stop Republicans from changing the rules to benefit them. Again, a statement with no backing. Please pass this along to your friends and neighbors. And I sort of did that.
You just did?
Yeah. So I followed that.
Allow people to make up their own minds.
Again, you know, I might be against this thing if it's explained properly, but they're not doing themselves any favors by presenting it like this, just saying,
right,
oh, because Republicans are for it, you must be against it. Sorry, it's not that simple.
In all spam, right, in the spam world, it is that simple.
Yeah, and what else is that simple is that we need at least one more phone call because we only have about 5 minutes left. And we want to see that phone call come in.
We really need you to give a call, 1-800-394-WUSB.
Are those volunteers crying?
631-632-WUSB. 631-632-9872. Give a call, support free speech.
Yeah, and you know, did you hear about this Reagan thing, the Reagan
ministry? Yeah, you know.
What's up with that?
CBS is, well, you know, it's no surprise, but...
For those who don't know, CBS was making a miniseries on the life and times of Ronald Reagan.
Yes.
And
Republican pressure caused them to cancel its airing.
Now, well, the first thing I heard about this was that the Republican National Committee, or whatever they're called, wanted to see the film first, you know?
Yeah.
As if they have the right to do that, but they wanted to see the film first and see if it was accurate. And I guess CBS got all nervous about that. And then they pulled out this quote from the script. Keep in mind, nobody's actually seen the film, but they've read pieces of the script. A quote that Reagan says in the film, talking about people with AIDS, "They that live in sin shall die in sin," Reagan's character tells his wife, as she begs him to help AIDS victims. Now, it was admitted by the film producers that he didn't actually say that. There's no proof that he said that.
Okay.
And it's a valid point that, you know, you can say, okay, the guy never said that. He shouldn't. But here's the thing, okay? You say that this is based on reality.
Just like every other story.
JFK stories, right, and, you know, whatever else.
It's a docudrama.
You weren't in Reagan's bedroom, thank God. You don't know what was said there. You don't know the conversations that went on. But you certainly can look at history and see that this is a president that did not even say the word AIDS once in this whole...
In public.
Yeah, the whole time he was president, he never said the word AIDS. This certainly can be said to represent the way he felt.
Right.
It's one perspective. I certainly don't have any suspension of disbelief, like thinking that this guy might have said this. I think he said this. I think he said something similar to this. I think he thought that. But again, if you say that this is a fictitious work, you know, based on reality, what's the problem? You know, I was on the other side of this. A few years ago, they were trying to make a film about a friend of mine, Kevin Mitnick, who's the video you can get if you call now. You can learn all about this, what we're talking about.
Freedom Downtime.
Autographed by me to you.
Highly recommended.
631-632-WUSB. Please, come on. What's wrong with you people?
Give a call. 631-632-WUSB.
If I did this on the other radio station, the phones would be ringing like crazy. Absolutely. People would be running in from the street. They do that. But, okay, so I was trying to, I was involved with a bunch of people trying to get the film changed that they were making about Kevin Mitnick, who was in prison.
Right.
And they were making this film, turning him into a criminal, making him do actions that were obvious crimes, breaking into systems, stealing things from people, ripping off money from his mother, you know.
This was in the script.
Yeah, and it was outrageous. And we had a demonstration outside the Miramax studios, and the end result was they did change the script. They still made the movie. It never came out in this country, but they did change the script a little bit. We were concerned about that. This is somebody who cannot defend themselves at all. This is somebody who's a private citizen, not an elected official, who's known by millions of people. It was basically defamation of character. And what they were doing was they were taking reality and expanding it a whole lot and making it seem like it was some kind of biography, which it was not. And we wanted them to make that clear. And I think in the end they did. In the end they did. We didn't stop the production. We didn't say, don't make the film. But these guys wanted them to as it turns out, the film is already made, and it's going to be showing on Showtime instead of CBS. Did you know Showtime and CBS are owned by the same people?
I did not know that.
Yeah, they're both owned by Viacom.
Wow.
Doesn't Viacom own UPN, too? I don't know. They're all owned by the same people. So it wasn't a problem to move it over to Showtime. But they're still not satisfied. They want Showtime to, like, you know, run a ticker on the bottom saying, this isn't real, this is, you know.
And you know, if it's on television, folks, newsflash, it's not real.
Reagan, okay, he was the most powerful man in the world for 8 years. You know, there are enough people out there that can speak for his position. But when you take a private citizen like Kevin Mitnick, it's a slightly different thing. His point of view is not going to get out there. Reagan's point of view, there's no problem. It's going to get out there.
Right.
They have nothing to worry. If anything, it'll get out there more now because of this.
Isn't criticism a part of being in public office, that you get criticized?
Yeah, and also
every day,
expanding upon a theme, you know?
Yeah.
Like, what if Reagan always talked in verse? You know, I know he didn't, but what if I decided to make a play or a movie about that?
Right.
Would I be forbidden from doing it?
Apparently.
Because it didn't really happen? I mean, you know, you make it clear that this is one person's interpretation, and it's a work of art. Of course, you know, we're dealing with TV networks now, and they don't appreciate that kind of a thing. And that's the nature of commercial broadcasting.
That's right.
Which is not what you're listening to right now.
That's right.
We have one phone call on the line. Thank you very much for that person for calling in. Let's get one more phone call before we go away. We're leaving in something like 2 minutes.
6:56 p.m.
Yeah, we have to leave in another minute. So it would be great to see the other phone line light, 631-632-9872. Because once we're gone, you won't be able to get Freedom Downtime autographed by yours truly. You won't be able
to
get.
It's not going to happen next week.
You won't be able to get the 2600 hooded sweatshirt. You won't be able to get all these USB things that go with it.
So, and Freedom Downtime available on a VHS for a $50 donation to WUSB, and a 2600 sweatshirt available for a $50 donation, or both for $100 plus the WUSB premiums involved. So you have a whole, you're going to be getting so much packages in the mail, it's going to be very exciting.
Yes.
Give a call.
And the other thing that you will lose by not calling up is that feeling that you've done something that matters. Something,
right.
Something really important.
Take yourself outside of your comfort zone. Was it just going to be another day for you doing the same old thing over and over and over again? Let's generate some excitement. Make it happen.
Something to tell the guys you know, tomorrow or you know, tell people tonight.
631-632-WUSB. 631-632-9872. Please.
I donated to a radio station today and they were very happy.
That's really, we're just going for happiness here.
Yeah.
We'll keep and 100% of your donation goes to the upkeep of the radio station. No salaries involved. We are volunteers, and it's just an amazing, amazing, beautiful, wonderful place. And we are on the air 24 hours a day for anybody who's listening around the country. Please come back and visit us. There's all types of shows here on these airwaves, and it's just an amazing, exciting place. So please keep it alive, keep it supported, and keep it thriving. If we really raise a lot of money, then maybe someday we actually will get a new mixing board.
Wouldn't that be nice? But this one works great, you know?
Yeah, well,
why get a new mixing board if this one works? Well, okay, maybe not great. But it obviously works.
But it works, yes. Yeah. And it sounds good. The station sounds good, that's for sure. I was listening to the webcast today, as a matter of fact. It sounded fantastic.
Yeah, it's great that we can get out there. And your listener support makes things like that possible, expansion of various things where we can make things actually sound better. 631-632-9872. That's it for us. Brother Bill, I want to thank you so much for
thanks for having me. Pleasure being here.
You're on Thursday. What time?
Thursday, 2:30 to 5:30 Eastern Standard Time.
And you can listen no matter where you are.
That's in the PM.
Please call us. 631-632-9872. See you next week. Good night.
Good night.
What's your name? What's your age?
We're 23.
Where do you live?
We live on the farm.
What do you do?
We plant weeds. We gotta do what we do, cause we can't draw dough. We've gotta earn a living. But every time the drug squad come and intrude, bang goes another week's wages. Bang goes another week's food.
What did they do?
They make a raid.
What did you do?
We stood still.
What did they do?
They drove away. We tried to sleep in the fields to protect our weed. We've got to earn a living. But when the law swooped down and took away our weed, bam went another week's wages. Bam went our family's feet.
Policeman on the fiddle, he sold off the drugs to the man in the middle, who put it on a plane for Heathrow Central. It was picked up by a hippie in a Hertz car rental, drove it into town and split it up in parcels, sold it to his friends at an ethnic party. They talked about life but missed all the points, 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 points. They sat cross-legged and passed around the joints as they inhaled the West Indian export. They talked about life but missed all the points, 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 points.
Back on the farm, we're still working hard. We've got deadlines to meet. We're rushed off our feet. We've got to replant the field. It takes 9 months to grow, and we've got to earn a living. But if the crops don't show, we're gonna starve. Bang goes another year's wages. Goodbye to life on the farm.